When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I got a question.
Sure.
Fire away.
Are people, okay, because, you know, I didn't get a chance to watch the actual reveal. I had something to do last night.
Yeah.
Are people shocked or mad?
Mad. Emotional.
Okay. All right. I was just curious. I was like, are you shocked that Alabama is in?
I wouldn't
Or are
be.
You mad that Alabama's in?
Mad that Alabama's in.
Okay.
And you're mad
all
that
right.
Alabama. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think the Alabama part of it is the easiest one to get people riled up.
Okay.
Even if you're not a Miami, Ole Miss, or South Carolina fan.
All right.
I understand those four fan bases are, you know, at odds with one another because they're trying to make the case for their school to get in.
But they beat South Carolina.
They did, yeah. Now, South Carolina has the hardest argument to make.
Yeah, they beat South Carolina.
So did Ole Miss.
Yeah, they did. And Ole Miss thrashed.
They did.
Yeah, Ole Miss thrashed.
They did.
Now, they've been a fun team, and that's
yep.
Fun team, 6-0, hot. I hate that line. Nobody wants to play them right now. They barely beat Clemson, all right?
Yeah, no offense.
Yeah, I think they barely beat Clemson.
Oregon, Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee would all be happy to play them.
Yeah, nobody, don't give me that. Nobody wants to play them.
Yeah, right? And I don't, again, like, and I don't like to do this either. Exactly. You get into this conversation, and then you automatically have to start doing that and downgrading.
Yeah.
They had a really nice year.
They were awesome,
and
man.
They've gotten better as the year's gone on,
and
I think.
And I hope for their university in that area that they can keep those players.
I hope
that
so,
because Sellers and the young pass rushers and all those, I really, really hope, because this is a new way. People are coming after them. They're coming to get them, and hopefully that Shane Bieber and those in the Gamecock and whatever, you know, they can keep them.
Yeah, no,
I really hope they
because
can.
In this era, that's what it is.
Yes.
Because if you and me saw Lenora Sellers play some awesome football this year, a lot of other fans that are boosters that have big bank accounts did too.
Yes,
and they're calling their coach, and you're like, "All right, you want me to try to go get Lenora?"
Yes, yes.
Like,
so hopefully that can be all there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not shocked that Alabama was still there.
No, neither am I. And here's the thing about it for me that makes it really easy to not be emotional or upset about it or anything like that is. Like, we're talking about a bunch of different teams that all have flaws.
Yes.
So, and it seemed like last night what they did, and I like that they do this, because then it gets to what we were just trying to do, which is don't talk about the bad stuff that these teams are, because the only reason they're all in this conversation anyway is because they all stubbed their toes a few times.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be competing for that final spot to get in. Talk about the good stuff that they did and who's got the best, like, top-end resume, and it seems to me that's what they valued last night. Now, if I'm Ole Miss, if that's what you're valuing, I've got a gripe with you, because I've got some pretty good top-end stuff, too. I beat the hell out of Georgia.
Okay?
Like, that's one of the best wins of the year.
Uh-huh.
I beat the hell out of South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and they're right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did lose some tough games, but so did Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I 13th, and why are they 11th?
Because they're Alabama.
Well, that's not fair, then.
I mean, fair is where you judge pigs.
Okay, but if that, okay.
Yeah, fair is where you judge
pigs. Okay, but
No. If you think that I'm going to go by the premises of what Jabba the Hutt said.
Fair enough. But you cannot tell Ole Miss fans
I'm not saying that.
To not be emotional.
I didn't say
if
nothing.
That's the reason
you asked
that
me
Alabama.
The question.
Okay,
you asked me the question.
You asked me the question, are people mad?
Yeah.
And I said yes.
And
you said why, and I told you.
Okay, but then you sit up there and you're saying Ole Miss has a case. Against Alabama? No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. They're not Alabama. Alabama, come on now.
Hang on. What's the case?
They're Alabama.
Well, then no one has a case.
It is what it is.
Well, no,
it is what it is.
But then you can't expect people to not be mad about that.
I expect people to be mad. That's why they do. That's why when we talked to Brett McMurphy and we talked about the TV show, that's what they want, people to be mad.
I know they do.
Yes.
I know
I'm not saying don't be mad. I asked a question. Surprised or mad? That's what I asked.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm not surprised.
No. I don't think anybody's surprised, but that also makes you more mad, right? I'm not surprised that they get the benefit of the doubt over me or you or whatever because of that A. Damn.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It sucks.
No, it's good for them. The premier team in college football.
It sucks.
They got, I mean, if they
they're not the premier team in college football.
That's, come on now. That A is.
They
that,
were.
That A carries weight, though.
Yes.
That A carries
obviously
weight.
It
obviously.
Does. But they're not the premier team in college football. I don't know who is right now, but they're not. They're one of them.
But five years ago,
they were clearly
That 5 years ago got them where they were.
I agree with that. And I don't know how long that lasts. It certainly will last for a while.
I don't know how long it'll last either.
In Notre Dame's case, it's lasted a really long time. Because they've, you know what I mean? But of course, brand bias and loyalty and all that kind of stuff plays into it. But, like, that's infuriating.
Yes, it is. It should be.
And again, I'm also not sitting here saying that Ole Miss should be in over Alabama. I'm just saying they got a pretty good case. Like, they're the ones with the best argument. No offense to Miami, but if we're just comparing, like, top-of-the-resume accomplishments, mm-hmm. Ole Miss and Alabama have better top-of-the-resume accomplishments.
That's why I'm not going to listen to anything he says because it's a different criteria for different teams. Because they're talking about Alabama's top-end wins. They're talking about Ole Miss's losses.
Mm-hmm.
You can say we can look at the good part, but no, that's what they're doing. They're looking at what Ole Miss lost to.
Ole Miss
beat the hell out of Georgia.
Right.
They beat the hell out of South Carolina. And yet they lost to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to, who was the loser?
Florida. Yeah.
They lost to these teams right there. They're using their losses against them. They're losing their losses against them. And right, so Alabama has three and one versus the top 25 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying Alabama don't deserve to be there. I'm just saying.
Neither am I.
They're there because of who they are. There was no doubt that they were not going to be the only, they were going to be the first pre-loss team that was going to be in.
They just were. So here's my thing. Like, the idea that they would get the benefit and probably do get the benefit because of that A is frustrating to me, definitely. But I also think that they should be in over those other three teams.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it actually isn't the A that has them there.
Right.
It's their resume.
I agree with that.
I think their resume is better.
I think their resume is better also. But for the people that are arguing all that,
now, I'm not surprised that they're there because of the resume and their Alabama and all this different kind of stuff. But, like, I also think when I'm not talking about Alabama versus Oregon or Texas or these teams that are at the top end of the ranking right now. We're talking about trying to find one team that is flawed, otherwise it wouldn't be in the conversation, that's deserving of the final spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that gets, I guess, a little bit more interesting, although I don't think it'll matter that much,
nope.
is if SMU loses to Clemson.
It won't matter. Bye,
because
SMU.
Miami's behind Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't SMU be behind Alabama as well? Although, are you going to penalize teams for playing in championship games versus teams that are sitting at home?
Okay,
that would suck.
It would really suck. But there ain't enough oil money down there
in
Dallas and all that stuff to get them over Alabama. So if I think that if SMU loses to Clemson, they're done.
I think so too.
They're done. Now, if it was reversed and if it was Clemson. Now you might do something different. Saying that Clemson had the same record, not saying they had the record now because Clemson they're done.
Right, of course.
Yes,
of course.
But
if Clemson was in SMU's shoes, right?
They would have more of a chance than SMU, I think.
Just from brand.
Yes.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's crazy, man.
Not really. Because at the end of the day, it's a TV show, and the TV show is based on ratings.
Yes.
And the bigger the brand, the bigger the ratings.
Yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And
You think college football don't want Alabama in the playoffs?
Of course they do. Of course they do. But I also don't think that's the reason that they're ranked in front of Miami, Ole Miss, and South Carolina.
No, I think they're better.
I think that they're better.
Yeah.
I really do. Now, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm like, well, hang on. Look at what I did. And I'm like, fair enough. Fair enough. You got a good resume, too. Really good resume. But I don't know.
Go ahead.
There's only one spot.
Go have fun in Tampa.
They're Alabama.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.